Footsteps, Chapter 88. At one time, I had a practical illustration of the expression of inspiration in poetical form from Mrs. Eddy's thought. On September 11, 1905, she visited the new edifice of First Church of Christ Scientist in Concord for the first time. This church was her gift. The next evening, as she sat in her swing on the upper porch, she dictated to me the following verse, which she said came into her mind without effort, and which she spoke of as illustrating her unlabored spiritual thought expressed in poetical form. Guide us gently, God, through the cloud or on the sod. Be our everlasting stay, night or day. At another time, the following lines surged into her mind from her overflowing heart. O thou sweet child of reality, born of our Father divinity, holy in one, peace now begun. Gracious and kind is infinity. This poem just quoted is reminiscent of one she wrote on Christmas Eve over 20 years previous. Truth, thou immortal one, since first the sweet stars sung creation's glorious morn, as when thy babe was born, the painted heraldry of soul, not sense, give God's idea sway. Bless her in every way with thine own recompense.